This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, hesitating at the door. Like a bad penny, the same question popped up again in a crowd of 40 activists and organizers in Philly, just as it had in East Hampton and Cambridge, Massachusetts. People understood that home visits and door knocking are fundamental to ACORN, but everywhere people are asking if it's really safe to hit the doors. I get it. The pandemic is part of it. People are still gingerly coming out of their houses into public spaces once again. Some continue to wear masks as protection and perhaps as armor. Recent hate and fear-based shootings and killings in Pennsylvania and Kansas City of people driving up the wrong road or hitting the wrong door by mistake and being met by gunfire are chilling to people. From the questions, it's clear that they worry this could happen to them if they were going door-to-door in their own or another neighborhood. Even seasoned organizers in New Orleans and elsewhere in the post-pandemic report that they feel like people are more reticent to open their doors. Others report that the new devices on some doorbells that show who is at the door are also reducing the number of people willing to open up for a conversation. I try to respond as best I can to this trepidation. I mentioned that ACORN folks often are wearing t-shirts, buttons, and even identification saying they're with ACORN. Sometimes there's a team of neighbors or other tenants or workers doing the doors together, which calms some. In short, people are trained to be unthreatening. One woman in Philly reminded people to stand away from the door so you weren't in someone's physical space. We agreed that you need to have a smile on your face. At the same time, I challenged some of the questioners who seemed to think it was less safe on the doors but had no personal experience to cite. As organizers and as people who live in America, we can't surrender the streets to fear, which targeted these incidents and the trigger to these incidents in the same place along with prejudice. Door knocking is our most effective organizing tool, so we can't surrender it without struggle. I also remind people that there are a lot of doors to knock, so the fact that someone or even fewer people are currently reticent to open up is the organizing equivalent of a rounding error. Where the people in the past who are unwilling to open the door or the ones now who won't open really going to join the organization, come to a meeting, or go to an action? If they are afraid to leave their house or talk to a neighbor, that's a personal and community tragedy, but it also keeps the organizers from wasting time. There's a lot more doors to knock in a drive, and the odds of success lie with those who will open, not the ones hiding behind the curtain. It has always been smart to be aware and careful in our neighborhoods of who you are and where you're working, but people want to talk to us and want to join the organization to fight for change and build power, but they can't do it if we don't hit the doors and show them the way to join and get involved. We just can't give up on the doors. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.